This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. The final Mad Wednesdays, in fact, but that doesn't mean the fun stops, does it, Rach?
Never. The fun will never stop here on Joy, and the fun never stops out in the countryside.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy one last time, where we find out what's happening in regional Victoria for our LGBTIQA+ community. Thanks to the fabulous Damien Stevens-Todd. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon. My voice is a little croaky, but I'm here.
Don't worry. We'll just tell everyone it's the phone line. You're going to be fine.
It's all that partying happening out there in Shepparton, isn't it?
Oh, if only. I wish.
Well, there is certainly a massive party kicking things off regionally, but not just regionally, for all of us to enjoy this Saturday, because Pride Salation, a six-hour online festival, is here this Saturday afternoon, and you're a part of it, aren't you?
It sure is, and I sure am, and I don't want to steal too much thunder because Claudia's coming on soon, isn't she?
Yes.
Talk all about it.
Yes, that's true, but tell us, what is Shepparton bringing to Pride Salation?
Great question, thank you. So Shepparton is contributing an Indigenous art exhibit. So one of our local Indigenous artists has put some paintings and some photos while sharing her own story of growing up in the region as an Indigenous lesbian. We have contributed to a virtual pride parade, which is wonderful. Our local musicians, 36 Degrees South is their name. Wow. They are singing everything from ABBA to, you can only imagine. There's also a bit of a history of what we've done here in the region for the last 20 or 30 years. So a real big bunch of stuff from Shepparton coming your way.
That's exciting.
That's awesome. Well, and then the day after, we've got the 21st of June is the TGD Bendigo and Beyond.
That's right, the trans and gender diverse group over in Bendigo, as they call it. They're still online, as we all are. Thankfully, we're getting some restrictions lifted, but they're still excited about catching up online this Sunday for a cuppa, a relaxed chat, a safe space for trans and gender diverse people and their allies from 1 p.m. on Sunday in Bendigo.
How exciting. And then, of course, things are starting to open up all over the place regionally. And let's dive into what's happening later in the year. On the 19th of September, Frock It Out is getting their frock on in Echuca, Moama.
Indeed. Just another hour up the road, folks. Only 3 hours from Melbourne. You can get there if you live in the big smoke. The Croston Vale Community House will be hosting the first drag cabaret show in Echuca, Moama. Frock It Out encourages you to dress up, bring out your own glitter heels and frocks. There you go, Dean.
Yeah, hey.
And three-course dinner, three-hour drag show, 19th of September on the Murray River. What a beautiful night that's going to be.
That sounds fantastic. And then we're going to skip from September to the 17th of October, and the Melbourne Rainbow Band is going to play in Beechworth.
They are. Save that date at the RSL Memorial Hall in Beechworth. MRB is excited to announce they'll be performing there.
Join them.
Yeah, they're going to have a special secret guest group as well.
Ooh.
And it will be lovely. As you said, it's a couple of months away, but we're yet to hear from any of the other regional groups of things that are happening. So get in touch, gang.
Oh, we'll make sure. Then the 22nd of October, a couple of days after that, until the 1st of November, Out in the Open is coming back.
We sure are.
What are you doing for that this year?
We have a carnival day, of course, this year, back to a Saturday, the 24th of October. Lots of food, market stalls, live music. Like carnival days, they're always fun, pet-friendly, and have food and drink to be enjoyed. There's a rainbow fun run and walk this year as part of Out in the Open Festival,
nice.
A big brunch and other signature events you've grown to love. So join us. Comedy, film, family-friendly things during that whole week in October, November.
You had me at pet-friendly there. And then that was the 24th of October is the Carnival Day. So then we're going to skip to the end of November and it's the Gippsland Pride Gala.
Indeed. Another event that I'm sure is close to Dean's heart.
So much.
Pride Gala 2020. Saturday, November the 28th at Lardner Park, Warrigal, Victoria. The Pride Gala returns bigger and better than last year. Come together with our nearest and dearest for a rare opportunity. Celebrate, glam up, feel fabulous, beautiful local produce, fantastic venue, three-course dinner, amazing entertainment, DJ and a few other goodies in store. Why don't you tell us about it a bit, Dean?
Well, there's so much happening. I mean, you've pretty much hit the nail on the head right there. There is so much happening. It's going to be so much fun. It's a great celebration of regional pride. It was a huge sellout last year, and they're going to go even bigger this year.
Are there going to be people on roller skates or something? Did I read that
there
right?
There are. There's also going to be roller derbying going on, which is going to be an absolute hoot. I can't wait for it.
Annual gala event. Can't wait.
I know. I have to figure out what I'm going to wear. Now, you can find out about this event or any of the events happening in our regional areas by following Damien at Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook. We've put the link to the details up on our social media. Damien, thank you so much for sharing with us what's going on each and every week. It's so important for us to let everyone know what's happening.
Thank you, gang, for having me each and every week and for supporting regional and rural communities. We really appreciate it.
It's always our pleasure and it's been wonderful having you. And we're gonna miss you, but there's a new team taking over, so I'm sure they'll have you back on the show. Thanks for that, Damien. It's been a pleasure having you.
Cheerio.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean.
It's 23 minutes past four. You're on Mad Wednesday with Rach and Dean, and we're talking all things Pride Salation happening this weekend.
Yes, following on from our interview with Jamie and telling us what was coming up in Shepparton, we have the lovely Claudia from Thorn Harbour Country. Hello, Claudia.
Hello, beautiful listeners.
Now, this is pretty exciting. You must be wrecked at the thought of it all. 10 weeks ago, well, before then, you had a fantastic idea, getting together 15 regional or LGBTIQA+ organisations from all around Victoria and doing something to help motivate them and connect these communities and the broader communities virtually during COVID lockdown. And Pride Salation was born, a six-hour event that's happening this Saturday from 12 o'clock, filled with regional pride, with lots of videos and events, and it's just massive. Tell us a little bit about how this all came about.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I basically wanted to come up with something that would unite country community, LGBTQI community, and I approached the festivals. Look, I spend a lot of time in my role going from festival to festival, and they warmly welcome me, and I get out my stall and, you know, share leaflets and resources with community that, you know, obviously focus on health and well-being. And I said to them, look, why don't we just do something together? Let's put a festival together. I'll do the health promotion. You guys do, you know, the entertainment because that's what you guys are good at. And they said, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, 10 weeks ago, the idea was born.
That is so exciting.
What a quick turnaround as well.
I know.
Was the plan always to have it done within that 10-week period?
Oh, God, yes. The first couple of meetings, we were all like, oh my God, are we actually going to get this done? But everybody was so up for it. They were really passionate. They were really driven. They really wanted to do something for regional Victorian community because that's where all our hearts are, supporting the country community. So, yeah, we've all been working really, really hard around the clock, you know, pulling in 12-hour days, working on weekends, meeting in the evening, you know, editing content. It's been a real opportunity for all of us to work together. It's been a real learning curve for me and I've loved it.
Every single time I've spoken to a different person in regional Victoria about what's going on and what they're going to be doing, it just gets bigger and bigger. It must have been both exciting but also incredibly daunting as this continued to grow.
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of media coverage on it. There's something going out in the Herald Sun on Sunday. We had ABC Central Victoria Radio cover it. I didn't realise it would get this big. You know, I kind of thought, yeah, we'll put a little festival in, but you'll have some fun for 6 hours. But I guess given the COVID restrictions, given that, you know, everybody, you know, feels this sense that they're not connected to community at the moment, I think it's really taken off, which is great because, you know, regional festivals need highlighting in the really great work they're doing year in and year out, and those leaders that put those festivals together. So I'm really stoked. I'm super excited for Saturday. I'll be co-presenting with Lance TV. We'll be going on live on Channel 31 around 3:30. You know, it's going to be fantastic.
That's awesome.
I hope everyone tunes in.
Oh, we will definitely be tuning in. Stick with us. We're going to come right back to Claudia. You're on Joy 94.9.
You're on the final Mad Wednesday with Rach and Dean, and we're talking to Claudia from Thorn Harbour Country about Pride Salation, a massive virtual regional LGBTIQA plus celebration happening this Saturday with 6 hours of entertainment. Now, one of the things, Claudia, I'm very excited about is it's kicking off at 12 o'clock with a virtual Pride Parade, and it's been so exciting to see everyone putting up posts and showing little pictures and things as they've been making their virtual Pride Parades for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be a funny one. We've taken some photos of people in the various regional communities. Everyone's gotten involved behind it. So it's going to be a really interesting, you know, the first ever Pride Parade. So yeah, it's going to be one of the most exciting points, I think.
Do you have a highlight of the weekend that you are looking forward to the most?
Oh gosh, look, it's so hard. There's been so much content provided by all the festivals that are involved. Lance TV at the moment is, you know, still looking through content to put the best of the best out there for everyone to see. It's really, really difficult. It's going to be a bit of everything, you know, dance, drag acts, comedy, DJing, music. I can't pick what's going to be the best, really. It's really hard.
I'm just looking forward to sitting back. I mean, as you know, I've been doing a lot of virtual entertainment while we've been in isolation, and I'm just looking forward back to sitting back and looking what all the different communities have done. I think this is one of the great things about the online spaces is it's a way for us all to keep connected and share what's happening in our communities.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And look, everybody will, you know, from the comfort of their own home, be able to, you know, really get a taste for what these festivals do in their areas. You know, not a lot of people get to go out in the open in Shepparton. They've never been to Frolic. Maybe there's been once to chill out. So from, you know, the comfort of your own home, you'll be able to tap in and see what Geelong is doing. You'll be able to see Wimmera Pride Project. But there's so much, yeah, that there's really, from your couch, do a house party, invite everybody around with social distancing. Make sure you keep 1.5 metres away. Cleanse those hands. And pop open that soda water because it's going to be fabulous.
Well, Claudia, we can't wait to watch. Thank you so much for organising this and getting these groups together. And thank you for joining us. You can catch Pride Salation from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock this Saturday afternoon virtually.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Claudia.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.